Okay, very good. I got N9OKA in there, KE9ALK, even though, Mike, I know you're not short time or anything. I just went ahead and put you in there. KD9HAY, which I believe is coming through EchoLink. I see his connection here. And then we got KB9BSK and W9DLP, and then NR9L. I'll get that one of these days, Ron. we'll go ahead and go to Mike. I'll come to you last because I usually have more information. So we're going to go with the mobile and short times first. KE9ALK, Thomas, do you have anything for the net?
Greetings, everyone. I was able to finally point my tape measure Yagi at the space station the other day, a couple of times actually, and listen to the repeater action through the space station. That was kind of cool, and I have not talked yet. I'm not exactly sure. I'm listening on a UHF channel, the 4 something, and then it looks like I'm supposed to transmit on 1 something. I don't have the numbers in front of me. And I guess there is a PL tone, but no offset since it's on the same frequency, I think. I'm not sure.
Well, you almost had it. It does have a PL tone, but it's not simplex. It's not on the same frequency. You had it right. You're going to listen on a UHF frequency, which I thought you listened on a VHF frequency, which would be 140-something-something-something. And then you transmit on a different band. You transmit on a UHF frequency. That's why you got to have a dual-band radio. And you can set that up instead of putting an offset in there. You just enter the transmit frequency, depending on what radio you're using. That should be fairly easy to do, but you had it partially right. You do need 2 frequencies. You do transmit on 1 frequency and receive on another.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking. And, I was using one of the Baofeng radios with the... I think it's TDR enabled, so I can listen on 1 frequency, the UHF frequency, and then I can be set to transmit on the VHF. I just haven't tried it yet, and so I'll have to try that next time around.